As we walked through the little village in the Alps, we could see the snow glistening on the mountaintop in the moonlight. And it would have been just a normal walk home on that skiing holiday until, ping, the snowball hit the side of my head. Before we knew it, there were a bunch of kids chucking snowballs at us and they hurt. We were exposed. We weren't in extreme danger, but it was going to be a mess. And so we looked around and I could see a little dugout. And so I ran and I jumped and I hid behind this little mound of snow. And we began our snowball fight. You know, today in Psalm 27, we get to a verse that opens up the last verse, verse 4. Last time we looked at how we need to look upon the beauty of the Lord and enjoy communion with him. Well, today there's a linking word, and in verse 5 we find out what life is like when you have communion with the Lord. Listen in. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. It's wonderful, isn't it? When you trust in the Lord and look upon his beauty, what happens? He will hide you in his shelter. Do you know, over these days, we need to realize that as we gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, we will find ourselves in him and he will protect us. We can hide in him. He treasures us. We can find ourselves in his shelter in our day of trouble and distress. And he will conceal us. He will hide us and give us shelter. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But that picture of kind of being hidden in Christ is a beautiful one, but yet it's one of kind of concealment and cowering. Is that our hope as a Christian? Do we just in the face of COVID-19 cower, find ourselves in the Lord, just like me on that night in the French Alps? Well, no. You see, that night we were walking with a guy who was quite high up in the Navy and he used to command ships and he understood warfare. So while we were cowering behind the mound and chucking snowballs back and hoping to hit, he had disappeared. Now I thought he legged it, but he hadn't. What he did was he saw a bridge above us. So he went around, got onto the top of the bridge, got all the snowballs he could, and from an elevated position started raining down snowballs of terror on these tiny kids. Within 2 minutes, they were running scared. Why? Because he was up high. He was out of their reach and he was victorious. You know, the wonderful thing about this verse is it not only says that Christ, when we gaze upon his beauty, comes in and conceals us in his tent. It also says that he lifts us up. He exalts us where? Onto a rock. The rock. The Lord Jesus. I love that. You know, brothers and sisters, we don't have to cower in our confidence. We can stand up in Christ confident, knowing that the snowballs won't get us. Now, what is this saying? Is this saying that COVID-19 won't get us? No. But what it is saying is, no one can get your heart. No one can get your soul. Christ has you. The beauty of the Lord becomes our bulwark. Communion with the Lord becomes our confidence. And the presence of the Lord becomes our protection.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Amen.